We have two bills. Let's Secretary call the roll.
Lowenthal.
Here.
Huff. Ashburn.
Present.
DeSonnier.
Here.
Harmon.
Here.
Hollingsworth. Kehoe.
Here.
Oropeza. Pavley.
Here.
Simidian. Wolk. Okay. We have a quorum.
All right, we have a quorum. Our first bill is SB 240, Senator Wright.
Sorry.
Move over law, Senator Wright. Welcome.
It's interesting. Since we had this hearing about 2 weeks ago, there were two more Caltrans people that were mangled in traffic, which kind of sort of is where the bill started in trying to provide better protection for Caltrans workers. Again, we had some amendments in the assembly. I understand there may be some chaptering issues or some other the things that we have to be concerned about. The purpose of the bill, simply put, is to provide as much protection as we can for the workers at Caltrans who are servicing the street. And we were trying to apply some of the same rules that we use for ambulances and other things for the Caltrans workers when they're on the street. That it's not a very complicated bill. I understand, again, there may be something that chapters out. I'm not aware of those chaptering issues.
Do you want to, since we're really just hearing the amendment, do you want to explain the amendments that took place in the assembly?
As I understood, it moved, and I apologize that they were very technical. I understand it moved when you did the how you set the lane up and establishment. And I apologize, I don't know the whole.
It was vetoed last year.
That one. Okay, so thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I've obviously been focused on a whole bunch of other stuff here in the last couple of days. But it was a combination of the lights and when you move the cones and under what circumstances that you were doing that. And there may be some chaptering issues with respect to what happens in this bill, to what I understand in Simidian's bill. So I think that may have been part of the bone of contention that we had.
Well, I think, as I understand, maybe the consultant can, that other vehicles that move over, be it emergency vehicles, police vehicles, fire vehicles, tow trucks, are responding to an emergency situation or a hazard that's identifiable hazard on the freeway. That the amendments here amendments themselves change that
and
say that Caltrans,
they may turn on their flashing yellow lights when they're parked or working on the highway
At any time when they are, and so that makes this different than the conditions now that all other vehicles that we allow for that trigger the move over law. So there's a difference between this law, the Caltrans vehicles, than all other vehicles. That's the amendments that you took We were just discussing why the amendments on this bill. The amendments on this bill are different, what the conditions are. Why the amendments on this bill are different than what trigger all the other move over law bills. That's all we're saying to him.
As amended.
Maybe you can explain, because those are the amendments that you took over.
As the bill stands, and I'm behind on the discussion here, I apologize. These are amendments that Caltrans will accept that will allow the governor to sign the bill.
So it's important to Caltrans not to be held.
And the issue with
standard.
Caltrans, and we've had a long series of meetings on it last week, was I think the main driver was a liability issue with them. When and where the workers would turn on the lights and when they would not. And I think the fear was a liability issue with them, and I think Carrie can correct me if I'm wrong. That seemed to be the main driver with them, the purpose for the amendments.
Okay. Senator Harmon.
The gentleman that just spoke, when and where will they turn them on? This was the issue, and my question is, when are they going to do this?
They have, and it's laid out in their manual, and it's defined in the bill, and I apologize. The manual says within 3 feet of the fog line, what they call the fog line on the highway. So if they're more than 3 feet away from the fog line, they do not turn them on, per their manual, per their practice.
Other questions? Witnesses in support?
Tim Kremen's operating engineers.
Any witnesses in opposition? Members of the committee?
Move the bill.
Bill's been moved by Senator Harmon. Would you like to close?
Ask for an aye vote.
Secretary, please call the roll.
Lowenthal.
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Huff.
This is in concurrence with Assembly amendments now.
Huff, no. Mm-hmm. Ashburn.
Aye.
Ashburn, aye. DeSaunier.
Aye.
DeSaunier, aye. Harmon.
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Hollingsworth. Kehoe.
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Oropeza.
Aye.
Oropeza, aye. Pavley.
Aye.
Pavley, aye. Simidian. Wolk.
Aye.
Wolk, aye. 8-1.
Bill has 8 votes. That bill is out.
Thank you.
Next, SB 813. Senator Kehoe, Affordable Home Ownership Development.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members. This bill had its original contents stripped out in the Assembly. And the bill before you tonight addresses affordable housing projects that are currently stalled. They are administered by the Department of Housing and Community Development, and with this bill, they'll be able to be funded again. The bill provides a stopgap solution to housing and community development by giving the department the authority to free up affordable housing contracts entered into on or before July 1st, 2009. By changing the loan definitions used in the affordable housing programs, such as CalHome, Begin, and the Joe Serna Jr. program, into deferred payment future value loans. This enables HCD to leverage federal financial aid used to complete the funding for the construction of these homes. So the bill has to be, the mechanism in the bill would have to be approved or used by HCD and approved by the feds. So we think there's some safeguards there. It will allow these stalled affordable housing projects to move forward. Of course, will create new affordable housing, and it'll give homeowners some modest equity. And with me is Lenny Goldberg, who's representing California Housing
Coalition for Rural Housing.
There you go.
Coalition for Rural Housing. It's late tonight. Lenny Goldberg, California Coalition for Rural Housing. I have John Lowry from Burbank Housing in Santa Rosa, who is available for any questions. Basically, what we're saying here for self-help housing and private developer housing in affordable home ownership, the HCD can swap debt for equity. Hold an equity position that will bring in federal dollars, U.S. Department of Agriculture mostly, build rural, and most of this is rural housing, although some of it may not be. The amendments in the Appropriations Committee said you have to get concessions from the developer and local government so that HCD gets to say, you know, if this pencils out, we'll do it. If it doesn't pencil out, we won't. So we won't have a cost to the state. We see this as building housing mm-hmm. and creating jobs only for projects that have already been approved and are stalled, as the senator said. So we narrowed it down to those projects that are waiting to be approved, and we're going to bring in federal money. We all know there's not a lot of money around. We need to bring in the federal dollars. So HCD can change the accounting, essentially, and get those federal dollars in. John, was anything needed to be added here?
No, I think it's been described pretty well. I'd be happy to answer any questions. We are a developer of affordable first-time home ownership housing. I've been doing it for almost 30 years. This is a very unusual time where costs exceed valuations, although we do believe that the valuations will recover to some extent. The bill does protect the initial equity, and whether it's a form of a cash down payment or in sweat equity, as we call it in self-help housing, people work to get their initial equity. It protects that. On the other hand, it will allow the HCD to recover loan funds as appreciation rate, as prices appreciate in the future. It's not really that much different from where HCD is in with regard to all of its other lending, which was lent when prices were much higher or values are much higher, and they are not fully secured at this point. We feel that it also these programs, most of the funds are returned either to the local governments or to the nonprofits, as long as they're reused for this purpose. So these funds would not be funds that would be coming back to the state in any case.
Thank you. That's great. Any questions?
Bill's been moved by Senator Walk. Any questions? Any issues by members of the... Are there witnesses, other witnesses in support? Are there witnesses in opposition? Well, I don't know why they're here. They must be trying to get out. Yeah. You can sit down. You can continue to just sit after the meeting. It's just fine.
But there will be a fee.
But it will be loaned to first-time homeowners, and so it, and it will be paid back deferred once the value of the house goes up.
The seats go up.
So don't worry about it.
We will take sweat equity.
You can clean up after yourselves after the sweat equity.
We realize it is a little complicated.
We have no idea.
We have no idea. But Senator Walk was the brave one. It seemed like a good idea. This is not part of the water bond, is it?
No.
Thank you.
But there's plumbing in the houses.
Does it help the Delta or not?
Yeah, it does.
It helps the Delta. It helps the Delta. It's not a bad bill.
Where do they have governance?
Housing in place. Housing in place.
Call the question.
Yes, let's call
Mr.
the roll.
Chair,
there we go. Yay.
And a half asks us to call the roll. Secretary, please
shut the microphone.
Please call
Thank
the roll.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair.
Closing statement.
My deep appreciation.
Would you like to close?
Please.
For your aye vote.
Take my wife.
Lowenthal.
Aye.
Lowenthal. Aye. Huff.
No.
Huff. No. Ashburn.
Go ahead. It's a house.
Desaunier.
Aye.
Desaunier, aye. Harmon.
No.
Harmon, no. Hollingsworth. Kehoe.
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Oropeza.
Aye.
Oropeza, aye. Pavley.
Aye.
Pavley, aye. Simidian. Woke.
Aye.
Woke, aye. 6-2. Ashburn, aye.
Oh, thank you.
7-2.
Thank you. Bill has 7 votes. That bill is out.
Thank you, members.
This committee here is adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.